Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Fantasy Football Heroes and Villains podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Edge Boost. Edge Boost enables you to double your bet with no interest. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to get started today. Degens assemble. Welcome to Fantasy Football Heroes and Villains. I'm your host, Justin Bruni. Joining me as always is my co-host, Mr. Andrew, the TD King, Rob. Happy Thursday, sir. How you doing?
Great, man. Great. I just put out a nice tweet and referenced Richard Simmons and told everyone to come cardio with us and just keep sweating. So I'm ready to get to it, man. Already pedaling, as you pointed out before, you get on the bike. It's hard to sit still. So here I am, pedaling already, waiting for us to draft some nice teams.
I am, I'm not cheating, Andrew. Okay. I'm going to start pedaling when we start drafting. All right.
Hey, some or of us least, are overachievers.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. if you want to get a head start, that's fine. You know, I know I took you and Gindy down on the last one. So excited to see what we can do tonight.
Gindy, he took that personally. He's the Michael Jordan meme.
That's true. That's true. I'm going full D-gen mode though tonight. So,
oh, there you go, man.
Yeah, we're having a good time on stream.
Who doesn't like the cardio and beer? I mean, come on.
Cardio and shower, cardio and beer. That's beer right. And shower, cardio and shower. Sounds like a good shower. All right, I'm going to hop in the room here. We are doing our cardio draft, Best Ball Mania 4. I'm peeping my head in. 7 spots left. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Yes, sir. Let's see. I am in. 5 more to go.
5 more to go. Looking good. Looking good. Hope the chat is ready to ride tonight. Let us know if you are going to be doing any cardio, if you're going to be on the bike, maybe taking a walk, going for a run, whatever. Hopefully you're drafting with us. Really appreciate you. Be sure to smash the like button. If you're watching on Spotify or listening on Spotify, I should say, Spotify and Apple, please download the episode and please give us a 5-star review. In the month of May, we are giving away a Lamar Jackson jersey. If you leave a 5-star review on our podcast and DM us that review at SGPN Fantasy on Twitter, you are entered into a Lamar Jackson jersey giveaway. That jersey giveaway is just less than a week away. It goes down on the 31st. We've got 1 spot left to go here. I'm going to get pedaling. It's mostly because I need to, you know, not let the analog thing get going too soon. Again, non-Wi-Fi boomer exercise bike here from Justin. We got 1 spot left.
Hey man, when you win a nice stack of cash in BBM 4 here, just go ahead and buy yourself one of those nice Pelotons.
I probably will. I'll have some Peloton money at that point.
That is true.
I got Peloton money right now.
I'll say, is that what they call it nowadays? I still refer to it as fuck you money, but that's fine. Either way.
Peloton money, fuck you money, all the same thing. It's really just not that expensive to go buy a bike at this point. Yeah, at the old Walmart.
That's true. Man, we should get real bikes and just live stream ourselves riding the countryside.
Hope you got a good route. A good Wi-Fi route. How have your experiences been in the streets recently? How's the ADP game going for you?
I mean, not too bad. Actually, there's a couple that have fallen a little bit. I actually saw Anthony Richardson back into the mid 90s yesterday. I did not take him, but I was doing a draft with aforementioned Team Ramrod, aka Gindy, and yeah, he did take him. It was a nice little stack for. Oh no! Actually, you know what? I think he let him go, and he took Derek Carr at a nice value as well. But I mean, that, you know, overall, I'm not really noticing too much. How about you? Are you experiencing other things?
Quarterbacks falling. I'm loving it. I'm definitely seeing a lot of falling for Mahomes, Hurts, and Allen still. And I know I've been saying that on the past couple of shows, but it just keeps happening. They just keep getting deeper and deeper. So I've been loving that. I mean, really, to me, I've just been seeing a lot of different drafts. I should say, like, some drafts I'm seeing receivers go really fast. Some I'm seeing running backs go fast. So, you know, it's pretty easy early on to kind of identify what type of draft room you're in. I think just quarterback in general, like even like just later quarterbacks are becoming, you know, friendlier targets. You know, if you're getting Mahomes, Allen and Hurts at a round or two later, you know, then, you know, guys like Cousins, Goff, Prescott, you're getting those at a pretty good discount as well.
Yep.
People are starting to lay off of them.
Let's see here. So I'm just looking in the draft room. We do have friend of the program, Dilly Dilly, in the two spot. He took Ja'Marr Chase. You are in the eight spot. I am in the 10 spot. And as always, Team Ramrod joining us. He is in the 12 spot. So as the turn pick, I know he thoroughly enjoys those turn picks.
Yeah. You know what you're getting. You know what you're getting. Don't have to wait those 8 or 9 picks every time plus. Well, 14 to 15 after that, but Bijan, Stephon Diggs, Austin Eckler. Let's get some more Bijan. I'm good with it. No hate on the Bijan pick.
No, I think it's, you know, hey, it's fine. You know, again, I mean, any running back you're drafting here, you're kind of drafting at their ceiling because they're the first three or four RBs off the board, right? Like, it's just kind of what it is. You're just hoping that they don't completely screw you. So I'm, you know, it's okay to pick the Bijan. There's nothing wrong with it. Oh man,
I'll probably go with a balanced attack. I'm not too worried about tipping my hand. I'm thinking going back and forth here between, you know, maybe RB receiver. That's how I've been attacking. You know, like I said, QB's been starting to slip on ADP, so I'm scooping up these earlier running backs and receivers. Been actually feeling a little bit better about these guys in this range right now. Devontae Adams, Garrett Wilson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, been getting a lot of them. Been a little bit more off, so those next three in Chris Olave, Devontae Smith, T. Higgins. I've been a little bit lower on those guys and picking up receivers at those, running backs at those ADPs.
Why is that? Are you just, is there something that you no longer like about them, or how comes you're off of them a little bit? Or do you just like the running backs better?
I've just been liking the running backs better, and I have a lot of them already. I feel that it also just at that ADP, it's a little bit rich for those three who are, they're not in a middling situation per se, but I don't know. I still think that they just lack, you know, higher upside as opposed to guys like, well, they're coming up here, like Jonathan Taylor, Saquon Barkley. I mean, understood. Those are guys that can still get 300 touches, you know, and Devonta Smith, like, I like him a lot. Great field breaker. But, you know, can you really compare what his production can be, you know, versus, say, like a Derrick Henry or a, you know, or a Jonathan Taylor, Saquon? I don't think so.
Nah.
I mean, I think those running backs could, you know, fully healthy, you know, full season, they could score, you know, 100 more points easily.
Yeah.
All right, I'm trying to get the board up here. My wife texted me to remind me. Thank you, honey. Appreciate you. But I need to get the draft up, and I'm three picks away. You know, it's a tough life. And I'm trying to drink a beer. I'm doing this all under the lights with sunglasses, going full D-gen mode here, up in two picks. No.
Please. Man, I've like not taken any Jonathan Taylor. Do I do that? Yeah, you know what? Let's get weird.
Let's get weird. As I speak it into existence.
I just haven't taken like any Jonathan Taylor. I'm kind of off of him, but You know what? I mean, I don't really want to go in with zero exposure to really anybody that I just, you know, towards the top anyway. I mean, all of these players are obviously good for a reason, you know, and are going at the top for a reason. So I think it's fine to take a little bit of everybody. Obviously, you want to go more heavy on guys you actually like, which for me is not Jonathan Taylor. I just don't really believe in the Colts offense that much. Hence why I'm not taking a whole lot of Anthony Richardson. It's just the cost. It's just too much.
I'm taking him after ADP. Mm-hmm. We got to, you know, get into all potential outcomes. I think that based on his ADP, the public feels that he's going to be. And at times, I'm still going to lean in with that, you know, lean into what the public's doing a little bit, just so that I have some of that exposure. I have a lot of Michael Pittman now, a lot of Michael Pittman. And I think that's really just indicative of his ADP. That's really all it is. I think he's a very good value for where he's going. He's still going to be the top target on his team. Where, yeah, if Anthony Richardson is, you know, hitting his ceiling, then, you know, Michael Pittman's going to have a great year. But even if he doesn't, I think that he's going to have a safe enough floor, even with a guy in Gardner Minshew, that's going to be an upgrade with what he's been working with.
Yes. I mean, I don't disagree with that. I don't know. I think the Colts do want to run the ball. So I think the best player to get, obviously, is Jonathan Taylor. You know, and with Anthony Richardson, we just don't know how long it's going to take for him to get on the field. Now, come August, you know, we might have a clearer vision of that. You know, they might just say, hey, you know what? We see that Anthony Richardson is the dude. We are going to let him go. And then I feel like his cost value at that point will be, you know, fine. But right now, I mean, he may not start. It seems a little rich to be taking somebody around picks 70, 80, 90, somewhere in there that probably isn't going to start.
I don't know about the word probably. They want him to start.
Oh, yeah, sure. I want, you know, money to fly out of my butthole, but that don't happen either. I mean, it's just what it is. Gardner.
You can make that happen.
Well, that is true. I guess there's a way to make that happen. But, like, Gardner is, you know, he's a good quarterback, you know, a good backup quarterback. And for them, I mean, you know, they may just want that stability there, you know, until they feel Anthony Richardson can really come in and flourish. So, I'm intrigued to see, you know, what happens with these camp battles.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in the pool of folks that believes in him. That's for sure. But I think that once we do get a clear idea on the situation, which I'm in the boat that he's going to start. But once we do get a clear indication, his ADP could rise even further. I mean, this is where he's at right now. While there's a question mark, what happens when we find out when he's absolutely the starter?
Then you're in trouble
because he's probably going up to like QB 6 or 7, something nuts.
That's true. Hold on, I want to put this on the here. Just hey, you know what, TMC Live, we appreciate you, and you can go over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. Or no, is that right? Just go to our
website and go to the store and buy some stuff, I think is what Andrew's trying to say.
I think there's a direct link to the store. But anyway, if you go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com and click on the little tab at the top, the little hamburger menu, you can find the store. Go in there and go to hats. It's called the Richardson hat. Speaking of Richardson's, it's one of the best hats in there for sure.
Did you see what Ramrod just did?
No, what did he do?
Go take a look. You want to talk about Rich?
Oh. Yikes.
Oh, yeah. You're not allowed to draft a quarterback the rest of the draft, sir.
Yikes. You
want a good grade from me, buddy.
Yeah, you sure do hate to see that.
It's ballsy. It's ballsy. I'll give you that, sir. I'll give you that. I was trying to see where Andrews went as opposed to his ADP, but I think he wound up hitting it pretty close. I'm up next. No. What are we looking at here? Got Bijan week 11 by. Really no interference right now with any of these running backs. Got Garrett Wilson and Calvin Ridley. I like that start. You know, I'm going to grab another receiver. I'm going to grab a little bit more of Christian Watson. Starting to hedge my bets against, you know, not in on the Packers. Want to get some of them before, you know, completely downtrodden, I suppose.
Right.
I feel like he could climb.
I have not grabbed a whole lot of the Packers. I mean, I even like Aaron Jones, and it's just every time he comes around there, there's Terry McLaurin, Christian Kirk,
right?
You know, some of those guys that I like more. But yeah, just Packers are interesting. They're definitely a wild card team to me. You know, they could really shit the bed, or they could surprise people and be good, like Seattle was last year as well. So we'll see.
I think my opinion of Watson, and, you know, for him to hit like his highest, you know, potential outcome, yeah, I think he needs to get into some type of like Debo Samuel role. And I think I've brought this up on the pod before, you know, where he can get maybe some like end around reverses, maybe even get some carries in that offense. Cause I just don't believe in Jordan Love. I don't believe I'll be stacking him with Jordan Love in this draft. I did technically take Jordan Love in a previous one on auto pick. So, you know, I have that exposure. But I don't love it. You know, I'm not afraid to draft Aaron Jones. I'm not afraid to draft AJ Dillon, but I do still feel like I'm at risk taking Watson at this ADP. It's not something that I like to do. I do believe it's a miscalculation of his ADP, but if I want to get in on him again, you have to play into the public at some point. So that's really what that is. I'm up in six picks. I've got a running back and three receivers. How are you looking as your, are you pick ahead of me in this one? Pick behind you.
I'm behind you. I currently have two running backs, two wide receivers, Jonathan Taylor, Travis Etienne, CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper.
Good. So you fell into the trap. I was like, yeah, balanced. And you're like, yeah, sure, I'll do the same. Sucker.
Say, no, don't worry. I'll have my fair share of zero RB or hero RB teams. But every now and again, you got to get a little balanced.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we always want. Whether you're hitting, you know, like a 5-round threshold, 10-round threshold, you know, we say you want to have like, you know, like 5 to 6 receivers probably in that range if you can within like the 10 to 11 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Running backs, I think that really tight window where you're getting like the kind of like the last edge of value is probably like rounds 9 through 12, where you like you really just want to make sure that you're not leaving those rounds without reliable starters, guys with, you know, good spots, roles, schemes, and et cetera.
Mm-hmm. This range right here of the draft is very interesting to me. There's a lot of different ways you can go, including quarterback. Mm-hmm. For me, this part of the draft, rounds like 5, 6 ish, I feel like these are a lot of picks that you're either stacking, correlating, mm-hmm. or you're just going by, you know, what your roster construction is, right? I don't think there's a whole lot of people taking names here that they like truly, truly believe. Want.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I always find these rounds to be interesting. So I'm looking at my teams now. I'm like, all right, like I know I can potentially coming up here, you know, go for Deshaun Watson. You know, it really depends on the build. So I'm on the clock now.
Yeah, I took Aaron Jones there. So it took back-to-back Packers. Again, I just feel like he's going to have an active role in the offense still. I just have to believe they have to run. Maybe even with Jordan Love. I mean, maybe they can get him involved in the running game, but mm-hmm. I just don't believe in him as a passer. I'll take Sam Howell and Desmond Ridder over Jordan Love all day, twice on Sundays. No problem. Won't blink. I'll do it.
Won't blink.
Even if I did, you wouldn't be able to see me because I'm in my shady rays.
Ooh.
I did see
Mike Robb put in the chat here. Pull it up here. Mm-hmm. He said, now I know why the shady rays are so important, to help Justin not go blind looking at this old man bright mode. I think he's showing how...
There's a light. It's called a studio, Mike. All right? I'm doing work here.
I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure you have a ton of lights in there, huh?
Yeah, because if I didn't, it would be dark, Mike. I would be riding a bike in the dark with sunglasses. And this is so you can see my computer.
Hey,
so you know that I'm not stream sniping people.
Streams.
Appreciate you, Mike. Mike, are you in this draft? Always in the chat, but are you in the draft? What are you doing?
I don't know.
Your last two picks here for the King took Dame Pierce, Travis Etienne, Kadarius Toney. Okay, buying in.
Yeah, a little bit.
Committing.
I really wish I wouldn't have taken a running back at the top here because I would have easily took Miles Sanders or J.K. Dobbins, but already have three running backs. I don't really want to go down that path of taking too many more of those guys.
I like a lot of names after him still, though. You know, I love Dalvin, love DeAndre Swift, Pacheco, Rashad White, Madison. Like, you know, the love continues to run there for the running backs, the late round.
Yeah, it's just I think it really points out to us how heavy wide receiver we should be going in the first couple rounds, because just the running back depth. And again, you know, this is not the first time we've mentioned this, but there's a lot of running backs that are viable options in this range, as opposed to some of these wide receivers. You know, some of these are really good, like Lockett's fine, Pickens is good. Treylon Burks is, you know, yet to be seen. I'm not much of a Marquise Brown kind of guy with Arizona. I like Dotson a lot, but there's just all these running backs are so good here.
I've been buying some Treylon Burks recently, actually, and just that number one receiver exposure. That's really all the play is there. Taking him at his ADP or later, and hopefully he can just be a 100-plus target guy. I mean, I know that's not super impressive, but I think in that offense, it's really what you're looking for. You know, it's just like which guy in this offense can either lead in targets or lead in catches. And I think it's between him and Chig.
Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, you know, my love for Chig. So that's where my Tennessee love goes is to Chig. Not, you know, really not anybody else, but
I have like four more shares of, like you and I talked about, like, you know, you got Chig, I got Dalton Schultz. I've got like four more shares of Dalton Schultz than I do of Chig. So like, it's pretty close. Like it's $100 difference in investment.
Right. I am going to hit a quick word from the sponsors here and talk to people about EdgeBoost. Have you signed up for EdgeBoost yet? If not, you're missing out. EdgeBoost is the world's first bet now, pay later Visa card. Similar to buy now, pay later programs, EdgeBoost enables you to double your bet with no interest and pay back the advance over four equal weekly installments. That's right, 0% interest. Simply deposit funds into your account and EdgeBoost will match the deposit so you can use 2x the funds on any legal sports betting site. Edge currently offers up to $2,500 in advances, up to $2,500 you can add to your bankroll. My EdgeBoost parlay double down play of the day is, and since we're not a betting show here, I'm going to tell people to double down on Chig. He will pay off. And go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to sign up today. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge. Must be 21 years or older to use. Only valid in legal gambling states. Problem gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And the fantasy football team at the SGPN podcast are giving away a free Lamar Jackson jersey in the month of May. Be sure to leave a 5-star review on our Spotify and Apple podcasts, and then send us that review on Twitter at SGPN Fantasy, and that will confirm your entry. Giveaway is May 31st. Coming up.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Just also like the potential to stack with Burks and Henry and Chig. It doesn't cost anything to grab Levis or Tannehill. Like, obviously, you know, you have to take kind of your pick between the two who's going to play more games this season. I still think it's going to be Tannehill. There's been some more positive notes about Levis out of camp, but I still think Tannehill is going to be the guy there this year. I just have more confidence in him. So getting him with like my last pick, stacking that, getting him as like my third quarterback, I feel pretty good about it. I don't want him as my second and like going in with just two, but I think he's a good option for a third QB.
Speaking of a guy coming up here in Darren Waller, did you see the report come out today from camp that Danny Dimes had hit Waller on a really nice long pass? You know, they were already talking him up and make him look all good in his Giants uniform. And hey, man,
yeah, it was against like a slot corner we've never even heard of.
Well, I mean, hey, man, sometimes you just gotta, you know, pump up the old confidence. Again, I like Darren Waller.
Yeah, I like him. I think it's a great opportunity for him. You just look at the receivers. There's no one that just wows you. You know, I know that you and I like Isaiah Hodgins, but you know, everyone there just feels like a very middle type of receiver, you know, like, oh, they could boom or bust any one of them. Darren Waller feels like the guy that'll have the safest floor week in and week out on that offense outside of Saquon. If healthy, you got to stay healthy. It's a big factor.
Yeah, I think a lot of those wide receivers are going to just be, here and there kind of guys. You know, they'll have a decent week and then they'll fall off the map a little bit and come back with a nice week. And, you had just mentioned this. Isaiah Hodgins is the one that I think has the most touchdown upside of the wide receivers. But Darren Waller is definitely the first pick I want to take on the Giants outside of Barkley.
Yeah, agreed. Let's see. Ramrod goes with Addison and Zay Flowers, and now he's doing who's up? Who you got, Gindy?
Man, he's taking all the rookie wide receivers. That's an interesting strategy.
And Rashad Bateman. Little stack with Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he had DJ. I can't say I'm riding a bike and drinking a beer. I've got priorities. See anyone in the draft from the streets? Any friendly street walkers?
I actually, this might be a rarity here, but I don't. I looked in the beginning and I didn't really notice anybody else.
This person, the Duke, looks familiar. The Duke. That's all I got. That's all I got. Potentially the Duke. And there's a bunch of numbers after his name, but that's about it.
The Duke. Norman Duke.
I'm at about 4.4 miles.
Oh, I'm almost right on you. I'm at 4.38 right now.
Oh, really? The guy that had a head start and not drinking a beer.
That's right.
Shit. All right. Garrett Wilson, Calvin Ridley, Christian Watson, Deontay Johnson. Do not want to get any more exposure to week 6 if I can, at least not for a couple more rounds. I'm looking at Michael Thomas, Cortland Sutton, Elijah Moore. They're all actually under ADP. It's not great. So I'll take more Michael Thomas. I know you don't like it.
Yucky.
Hey, as my fifth receiver, I just, I'm really not that concerned. Mm-hmm. Not that concerned. Haven't taken a quarterback. Maybe I get involved with Derek Carr. We'll see. As long as DK Dilly Dilly doesn't snipe me. Nothing like exercising and drinking.
Start looking at some of these week 17 correlations here. So I got Cleveland. Who are they up against? It's the Jets, right? Yeah, the Jets. That's right. They're the Thursday night game.
Don't like that. Ooh, oh. Thursday night too?
Yeah.
Short week 17, beat and bothered, end of the year. Yikes.
Yeah, but isn't,
hey, don't get me wrong. I'm taking Browns. So,
let's see. Indy. That's right. It's Vegas. Don't really want to do too much correlating there, really. The Chargers. Who do the Chargers have? Chargers have Denver.
I think they have a better one. Aren't Chargers at home for that?
Let's see. Chargers. No, I think it's in Denver.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Ouch. No, that was for my butt. My butt hurts. Starting to hurt.
Oh, yes.
You know how it goes.
I unfortunately do.
Let's see. You think I get extra for drinking from Underdog? You think they'll do that?
Yes. I'll
give you another t-shirt.
I'm pretty sure, and I have not max entered anything yet, but pretty sure if you max enter one of these like 150 entry, Best Ball Minis or whatever, pretty sure you get something from them. They send you a cactus in the mail.
It better be an effing badge is what I better get.
No, I think it's a cactus.
A cactus?
I'm pretty sure it's cactus.
A great American plant, the cactus.
That's right.
It's from Cobra Kai. The guy's dishing on bonsai trees because socially appropriating or culturally appropriating bonsai trees.
I actually really like bonsai trees. I've said this to my wife multiple times. I think that those are some of the coolest things for a desk. Bonsai tree. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. You see bonsai. You trim bonsai like the way you envision. And that is how you attack life.
You sound just like him.
I've been watching some Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai never dies.
Yeah, wasn't my my thing.
Wasn't big into Karate Kid, dude?
Oh, no, I like the Karate Kid, but when they like take forever to like redo something, not redo something, but add on to something so much later, I'm like already uninterested.
Yeah, I can understand that, but it's really good, dude. It's so fucking funny. There's just all the you know, all the callbacks from the previous movies, all the inside jokes. Like it's amazing. It's a great show. I love it. And, you know, they're always harping on the 80s, how great the 80s was, greatest era of music and all this and that, you know. It's all good stuff. They bring back a ton of the previous characters, old or young. Like it's good. It's good stuff. Highly recommend. 9 out of 10. Did you catch that Ted Lasso last night?
Of course.
Oh my God. Does it get better?
Like, I mean, does it
get any better?
Show. It's great.
Me and my wife were busting up laughing when Jamie and Keeley were sitting on his bed. Oh my God. Look up at the wall.
Oh, you mean Roy?
Oh yeah, yeah, my bad. Yeah, yeah. Roy and Keeley sitting on what's his name's bed?
Yeah, on Jamie's bed, and they see the posters of themselves.
Roy Kent poster was fucking phenomenal. Hall of Fame.
Great set of hair.
Hall of Fame hair.
That's funny. Gibby was just telling me how much it made him laugh too. So you guys are two peas in a pod.
I guess so. I was dying. Ugh. It's funny because I don't like follow soccer, but I feel like there's like a lot of like commonly known like real people playing real roles in that show, and I wouldn't be able to tell you if they were or weren't.
Yeah, you mean like the coach that they played against?
Yeah, the coach for sure, because me and my wife were just like, that was kind of like awkward, right? Like that little moment. Like, that's got to be like a celebrity, right?
I would imagine so. I don't know. I don't watch it either.
Yeah, really. Exactly. Football Americano. Football Americano is life. Si bueno.
I'll take Brian Robinson.
Yeah, like that Danny Rojas thing. Kicking Damn in the face. It's so fucking good. Oh my God. I was losing it. All right. I need a quarterback here. I'm gonna go with A-Rod ahead of ADP, I think. I feel like I'm gonna lose him.
I think I'm gonna pay another bill here if you're all right with that.
Yeah, you go right ahead. I'm just taking quarterbacks ahead of ADP like an idiot. No, you go right ahead, bud.
All right, well, I'll tell the good people about Shady Rays. Shady Rays is teaming up with SGPN for Shady May. Not only do you get an amazing 50% off, but you also have a chance to win $500. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they told us they will send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. If you don't love them, exchange them for a new pair or return them free within the first 30 days. There's no risk when you shop with Shady Rays. Their team always has your back. And for our across-the-pond international listeners, Shady Rays has you covered as well with shipping in Canada. Ooh, I guess that's not across the pond. But regardless, Australia, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom. Go to ShadyRays.com and use promo code SGPN for 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. And remember, May is almost over, so make sure you take your receipt to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/shady for your chance to win the $500 Shady May contest.
All right. There was a big run of quarterbacks, so I'm very happy I actually took A-Rod ahead of ADP. Dan Jones, Russ Wilson, Geno Smith, 3 out of the next 4 picks. I have to imagine he's off the board there.
Man, you took Aaron Rodgers? He like broke his leg, didn't you see?
Yeah, yeah. Per Twitter. If that's what you got out of that, then.
It's just funny how like people were just immediately like, oh my God, he got a calf strain. Like, oh my God, he might not play. I'm like, okay.
Jesus Christ,
relax.
Well, yeah, the same thing was with Alan Lazard. He took a nut shot. Like, relax. It's May, guys. A strained calf. He's probably dehydrated from doing that rollout to the end zone.
This is a PSA to everyone. Do not overreact to the news. Besides the Javonte Williams news, you can overreact the opposite direction of he's probably not going to be ready. People say he is, but.
Because it's May. Up in 4 picks. Let's ride.
All right. Really starting to sweat now. I would say the same for you, but we know that you fucking don't have sweat glands.
I know hoodie today. Sorry, bud. Drinking a beer.
I don't know how you're not sweating.
Endurance athlete.
God.
Dude, go to ancestry.com. I swear to God, they're not going to give your DNA to the government. They'll tell you shit about your DNA, like me. I'm an endurance athlete. Tells you all sorts of stuff like that, like what you're allergic to, if your pee smells like asparagus after you eat asparagus.
Interesting. I would never give them my DNA, but that's an interesting concept.
How do you think we're going to recreate ourselves on other planets, bro? We got to be, playing our role here. Come on.
Oh, I'm one of those guys that I don't want anyone to be me but me. I am often imitated, but never duplicated.
There you go. Oh, you're not going to like this one, bud. You're not going to like this one, bud.
Is it Antonio Gibson?
Nope.
Oh. Oh, come on, Justin.
Differentiation, now, brother. Differentiation. Sure,
you have your... You have your craptastic Dalton Schultz down there. Why didn't you take him again?
I told you I had four more shares.
See, I see. You read my top 10 tight end. You're like, you know what? I'm taking Chig over Schultz.
You made a very compelling argument.
I did the math for people. If anybody hasn't read that, go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Go to the fantasy tab and look at my top 10 best ball tight end.
Extrapolated math in a positive way, which was good.
I did.
It was a mathematical extrapolation.
Man, I have
Played a full season, he'd be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Rashad Penny there.
All right, gotta slow down and put the beer down.
Tell you what, there's some very interesting running backs still sitting right here.
That's why I didn't take one.
Yeah, very, very interesting, guys.
I'll probably take one with my next pick if anybody in the chat wants to snipe me. Ramrod, looking at you.
I don't think he's going to go back to two running backs here. I mean, if he did, that would be hilarious because
I think if you go 2-4-6, you don't think he would? 2-4-6 isn't bad.
No, but I think he could. There's two guys here I really like, and I know he really likes one of them.
I mean, there's 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, there's four that I really like, and I'm up in 5 picks. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, he took quarterback. Oh, let's see if he takes
Gopher.
I think he's going to take McKinnon. Oh, he did.
Gopher.
Interesting. Ew, Cole Kmet.
Ew. Stop it.
I'm just kidding. I actually like Cole Kmet.
I have not said as many nice things about him as you have.
Yes, I.
And I'm a Bears fan, so. he let me down last year in a deeper league. Maybe, or was that 2 years ago? I don't know. I can't catch up with the comments, but are there new comments in the chat?
No. Last one was from Mike Robb. He said he was doing dad duty, which I completely understand. I know what that's like. So,
okay, gotcha. Appreciate all that are in the chat. Be sure to smash the like button, share the video, use one of those smiley wet emojis to let us know you like it.
You took my tight end, so I took yours.
Hey, there you go. Sharing is caring, brother. Sharing is caring.
Oh man. I'm currently at 6.75 miles, but my cadence is, or I'm sorry, my, what the heck's it called? Not cadence. I can't see my screen right now because my computer's in the way, but
7.08 resistance. You're asking
resistance. Oh, 7.08. Oh,
okay. You have more. I know you have more resistance. We've already,
I got the resistance up here. You know, I have more resistance.
My resistance is loud as shit.
Oh, speaking of hype videos, did you see the nice little 5-yard pass to Roschon Johnson today?
No, I did not. Thank you. I will go and check that out. I appreciate it.
I mean, he just passed it it would be like he ran through the line, stopped, turned around, got the ball, and made a little nice Duke move. And yeah, of course, there was nobody around him. It was just Justin Fields and Roschon. So it wasn't as impressive, but still, love myself some Roschon Johnson.
Khalil Herbert had a sexy run.
Yeah. He'll be passing out peanuts by week 6.
Ouch. Disrespect. Ooh. Disrespect.
Well, I have a whole lot of Roschon Johnson, so I have to talk about it. I have to make him
speak it into existence.
That's right.
My wife told me last night I was going to win 33,000, but then she said it also might be 333. I was like, I don't know where you're getting these numbers, but there's a big difference.
What's with the threes? Is there like
it's what she says?
Like... Oh, I mean, hey. 33,000 is not so bad, but 333.
I mean, you think about
not a good ROI on the 300.
I'd say so, yeah.
But 33,000, I take that. And tell no one.
Yeah, right. Though there will be signs. Oh, there will be signs. buy Excalibur here and get some guitar lessons.
Mm-hmm. Justin, I think we should really, get together for the people, that is, and look at these week 17 games and pick out maybe 4 or 5 that we truly like and just try to create a team or two off of those.
I can do that.
We have like a 4 or 5 game kind of correlation thing and just only pick those things. So we should sit down and take a look at some of these week 17 matchups.
I'm with it. I'm down for it.
Got to be different, right? We have to differentiate ourselves a little bit here between everybody. I mean, there's 677,000 people who are going to enter this. We need to be a little bit weird.
Yeah, because riding bikes on stream and drafting and drinking isn't weird.
Yeah. I did talk to a buddy the other day about which division he thought was better at passing and which division has the best rushing game and stuff. And like, I'm sorry, when I say division, I meant conference. And he kind of said exactly what I was thinking, because I'd been thinking about this for a little bit now. But doesn't it feel like the AFC is going to pass the shit out of the ball and the NFC wants to run the ball a little bit?
Yeah, because the NFC has worse quarterbacks.
That is very true. But I mean, even so, if you think about it at that aspect, then wouldn't they need to throw the ball more because they're going to be worse?
No, because they're going to be playing up against other bad quarterbacks. So they're going to run the ball, protect the ball, protect the clock.
Yeah, but one team is probably going to be leading the game at most points.
Perfect example. When I have no idea if this is a scheduled game, say the Commanders and the Panthers, both teams going to run the ball a lot. The Buccaneers and the Panthers, both teams going to run the ball a lot. The Falcons and, I don't know, say the Bears, both going to run the ball a lot. That's a Week 17 matchup.
I thought about, like, what about only taking pass catchers from AFC and only taking running backs from the NFC? Again, these are all just
I think it's just hypothetical things. I mean, I don't think that's necessary. I like the Week 17 correlation, but I don't know about correlating positions to conferences, you know, based off of what we predict on like game flow. I mean, obviously the two conferences still play each other.
Right. No, I understand that. I'm just throwing these out here, man.
If you're looking at like think of Denver and the Raiders, they should have like higher game totals than say the Buccaneers and the Panthers, those types of matchups. Mm-hmm. So for that, I would say like, yeah, you're going to want Davante Adams, obviously, over whatever the highest evaluation of, you know, the Buccaneers or Panthers receivers, of course.
Right. Yeah, no.
Cortland Sutton. You know, he's going to be in a lot of matchups where they are down a lot of points because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, I've said this before. I do think Christian Watson is up too high. I think Watson and Cortland Sutton could have a very similar season. Packers are going to run more. The Broncos will run a fair amount, but I still think that Cortland Sutton would get just as much volume as much as Christian Watson would.
Right. You know what? I'm going to reach here just slightly.
Keynote.
I really like Marvin Mims. I don't know why. I mean, I do know why, but I think he's going to be good in the offense. Plus, I think Cortland Sutton still has a potential to be traded.
I don't know what I want to do here. Some of these ADPs are starting to mess with me. But I think the ADP game is just getting, you know, more difficult by the day. I think that people, like I said, are starting to value these receivers and running backs a lot more than the quarterbacks, which wasn't the situation early on. Right. I'm going to leap up and grab Singletary here. Let me just confirm the bye weeks, make sure we're good. Yeah, good. No exposure. Week 7. So my running backs right now, not great, but, you know, kind of middle, I'd say. Bijan, Aaron Jones, Alexander Mattison, that's pick 8, pick 56, and pick 80. I don't love it. I don't hate it. You know, I like two high guys and then like no one for a long time, like 100 plus picks.
What's your bye week for your running backs look like? Do you have any that are doubled up?
No, none at all. I got Bijan at 11, Aaron Jones at 6, Madison at 13, and Singletary at 7. That's just what I wanted to make sure if I was getting like that type of spread, I wasn't double dipping.
Yep. Yeah. No, I have the same thing. I don't have any. I have 5 running backs and none of them share the same bye week, which is nice. That makes me feel like I don't need to take another one if I really come to a point in the draft where I feel like I shouldn't.
Let me see. The one I did last night, I did Eckler pick 9, Jacobs pick 33, Najee pick 40, Kamara pick 105, and Brian Robinson 112. And that was all that I drafted. I felt pretty good about that.
It's not bad. Have you done any teams where you've only drafted one quarterback?
No. Unless it's been it. like unless it's like auto draft.
Right. I've done it twice, both times with Patrick Mahomes. Just both of them happened to just go that way, and I just didn't feel like the running backs that are available to me at the time where I wanted to take them were people mm-hmm. that really were going to fill in for Patrick Mahomes, like ever, unless he gets hurt. Yeah. So I just did those teams with, if Patrick Mahomes gets hurt, then these teams are dead anyway. So why bother taking another, quarterback?
I guess. I mean, because of bye weeks and injuries,
but again, if he's injured, on the line. If I invest such a high draft capital in Patrick Mahomes, do I really want to stick CJ Stroud or somebody behind him? Like, could it work? Yeah, but most times, I mean, not really. And I'm not taking three quarterbacks with Patrick Mahomes.
I got to get up. My butt hurts so much. Oh, I got to get up. It's going to hurt when I get up, though. That's what sucks.
Yeah, I'm currently at 8.7 miles.
Oh, that hurts. Need another beer. 8.97.
Oh, look at you.
Oh.
If anybody's in the
now
chat,
I stood riding up like that, and now my feet are moving faster. I don't like it.
If anybody's in the chat riding with us, jogging with us, walking with us, sweating with us, please slow let down, us know how far you are. Also looking at you, Gindy.
I'm trying to slow down. It's like it's not working.
Gotta turn that resistance up. That's how you get slowed down.
I guess so. I guess a good point, because I can just slide my hand down. Let me know if you hear anything.
No. Was okay. I supposed to?
Well, yeah, because I can hear it, but if you can't hear it, then it's fine. I'll just deal with it. Because it is helping me slow down. As soon as I got up, I was like, whoa, that's up an octane. Okay. Stand up, hit the Nas, no big deal.
Hit the Nas.
Oh, I don't feel bad about this. Let's go. Give me some Jeff Willie. Jeff Wilson. I like leaving at least with one of those guys.
Oh, my. I did not realize Ginder took another quarterback. Why?
Ginder.
Oh, he has two bye week 13s. Honestly, I would have just kept the Fields and Jackson just 8 week bye week.
Wait 13. A second. Wait a second. Fields and Lamar have the same bye week?
Yeah.
Bro, you're getting a seven. You're getting a seven. That's your 10 right now. Why did you do that, Kinder? Let us know why you did that in the chat. Come on now. Back-to-back quarterbacks, back-to-back picks now with a bye. Come on now, son. That's pre-schedule release stuff. That's the time to do that.
Mm.
You probably could have had them a round apart from each other at that point.
Some camp talk here. There was a report that came out that Jerome Ford is going to see a bigger role in 2023, which obviously we knew, but the way that they put it and talked about it, it looks like he is in for a nice share of the work. So expect my guy, Jerome Ford, to be shooting up draft boards here.
The way I read it was that the competition he has sucks.
Hey, you know what? That's fun, right?
Yeah, no, hey, that's a good situation. That's something to be involved in. But that's the way I read the tea leaves. It was like they were just like, oh, yeah, Jerome Ford's competing with this guy, and this guy. And you're like, oh, well, that guy, and that guy, they don't have a fucking pulse. So Jerome Ford.
Hey, I'll take any win I can get.
Word. Word. Damn it. Let's ride. Dawson Knox, way after ADP. Let's go. I'm in that boat.
I like that combo.
I'm in that boat. Chig and Dawson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. I might be willing to let it ride with just the two of them.
Oh, 100%. I would not. I would never take another third tight end with those two guys.
I know one that you would, though. I know exactly who you would take as the third tight end.
Oh, okay, hold on. Let me look at your team and let me try to guess here.
No, not on my team, just in general at his ADP. I know who Jelani Woods.
Not with your build, though.
I mean, I don't think I need that many more running backs. I could take nine receivers, might do.
That's what I would do if I were you. Why
just saying that because I got Michael Woods. Thomas. No faith. No faith. I have Garrett Wilson, Calvin Ridley, Christian Watson, Deontay Johnson, Mike Thomas, Lazard, and DPJ. Throw out DPJ.
Well, then take another running back. I mean, why not? Just it just makes no sense to me.
I don't like them.
Both of Okonkwo and Knox would be top 12 guys. Jelani Woods, we're not even technically sure that he is going to be the guy.
But I still see Chig and Dawson Knox being somewhat touchdown dependent. Like, I don't, there could be weeks where they walk away with two catches for 38 yards. That's nothing. You know what I mean? And I look at their offenses. Like, yeah, I like Knox a lot, but he still has a lot of weapons around him. You know, he's a big red zone target. Same thing for Chig. But again, you have Derrick Henry there. Like, I think that they could still be boom or bust. I'll take three boom or bust tight ends.
Yeah, but you're going to draft one that doesn't really make sense for your construction on the position that generally scores you the least amount of points. I mean, on average, the tight ends.
Don't make me take Gardner Minshew and Jelani Woods, Andrew. Don't make me do it.
Oh, my God.
I'll do it.
Justin, I'm trying to help you win $3 million here so that you'll, you know, give me that 10% that we agreed upon.
10%. I mean, it was 10,000 top three finish.
Oh, that's it. 10,000.
It was 10K top three finish. I think that's what I think it's top three. I know top two for sure.
Tomato.
What does number three pay?
You're looking at the schematics. All right. Let's just, we're all friends here.
I don't want this recording to come back on me for 10%.
Again, you know, get back to the tight end. I don't think it makes sense for you to do. If you want to do it, I mean, I ain't going to stop you. I mean, I'm trying to beat you in this thing. So by all means, take a third tight end. I don't think it makes sense for you to do with those two guys.
Fine. I won't do it. Gosh, if you want to lose, you'll lose. Hey guys, I actually meant to take Mecole Hardman. If you could just not take him, I'd appreciate that.
Oh, you don't got to worry about me.
I'm looking at you, Ramrod. Nathaniel the Tank.
Yeah, I took Stroud. Damian Pierce. It's a nice little correlation.
Cool. I like it. I like it. You know what I'm going to do. It's coming up again in three more picks. Do you know what this pick is going to be?
I do not.
You know what I'm going to do?
I don't. I hope it's not a tight end for your sake.
It's not a tight end. It's not a tight end.
Oh, okay. Then you're going to take... Wait, hold on. Let me look at your team. Do you have... I don't know. Is it Ty Chandler?
No, it's not Ty Chandler. Oh. Also not a running back. I just took a running back.
I'm going to take Cedric Tillman here.
If this guy takes him, I'm not going to like it. Cedric Tillman, good pick. I like it.
Thank you. I mean, I have the Deshaun Watson, so that makes sense.
Been looking good. Did you get Elijah Moore as well or no?
No, I did not. Got sniped on.
Gotcha. Like both of those guys and DPJ, but.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Dick move.
Why? What are you taking Ritter for?
I didn't take Ritter, pal.
I know, but why Bijan. Would you?
I have Bijan.
You were going to take him?
Yes, I was. I have Bijan Robinson.
You have Bijan Robinson.
Because I have Bijan Robinson. Yeah, in the ultimate reality, if Bijan Robinson is going to be benefiting from a passing attack, they're going to be connected. What do you, I mean?
Yeah, what, 50 times maybe?
I see the ceiling being a lot higher than that. Right. So if Desmond Ritter starts every single game, and so does Bijan, or the majority of, I'm getting passing and all rushing touchdowns. What is the problem here? In my last pick.
Yeah, but again, I like the Falcons too, but I don't think they're going to score four touchdowns a fucking game. They're not the Chiefs.
If they score three, I can get all three, no matter what. If they get two, I get both.
I'll take that bet all day long. They ain't scoring three a game. They're not averaging three a game.
I'm not saying they're scoring three a game. I'm saying if they do, I'm getting full exposure to their points.
Yeah, that is true, but I just, again.
A team that scored how many points last year? What, top 15, top 10 for most of the season?
I believe
that's
it was
significantly upgraded with weapons. Come on, that's ultimate reality here. We're predicting multiple outcomes.
They did significantly upgrade at one position.
I suppose. Kyle Pitts back fully healthy. I gotta imagine that's a pretty big upgrade. But
yes, I agree. But he was there.
Yeah, but when he was there and healthy, Ritter wasn't playing. Marcus Mariota was.
Yeah, Marcus Mariota was awful. That is 100% accurate. I tried to tell Kramer that before the season.
I like Marcus Mariota. Made me some money last year. It's okay.
Yeah, Marcus Mariota going to be a starter this year, right?
Not unless Jalen Hurts gets injured, and I'm not gonna push that.
You're not wishing that.
But come on, though. Like, look around the league. You're telling me he couldn't start somewhere in the NFC? Are you kidding me? You're telling me he couldn't compete with Baker and Kyle Trask in Tampa? Come on.
He did have, like, the worst on-target accuracy in the NFL last year. So
yet the team was still scoring points somehow.
Yeah, on the ground.
Whatever. The first 8 to 10 weeks, everything was, I'm not going to say gravy, but they were scoring. The offense was scoring, and Marcus Mariota was a starter. I mean, you can win games. I don't know. I don't know what Tampa's doing. I don't know what Green Bay's doing. I don't think that Sam Darnold's a huge upgrade over Marcus Mariota.
Oh, 100% is.
100% is.
Wow. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't think either of them have a very good career. I don't think either of them have done anything.
No,
Sam Darnold who was seeing ghosts? Is that who I'm thinking of?
Yeah.
I seen ghosts.
In New York, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
I mean, I think Darnold sucks, too. I've hated Darnold ever since the Rose Bowl back when Penn State played them.
Yeah, there's nothing to like there.
All right, I have to get to 11 miles. I'm at 10.87. I just have to.
I am at 11-something. I can't see because it's dark. I was going to start getting into the teams here. 11.26.
Yeah, if you want to go ahead and start with your team, I should be at 11 by the time you're done analyzing.
All right, so I got Aaron Rodgers, Derek Carr at quarterback, Bijan Robinson, Aaron Jones, Alexander Mattison, Devin Singletary, Jeff Wilson, and Leonard Fournette. Garrett Wilson, Calvin Ridley, Christian Watson, Deontay Johnson, Michael Thomas, Alan Lazard, DPJ, and Paris Campbell, Chig Okonwo, and Dawson Knox. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate it. I like your running backs a lot. Your wide receivers, your top four, I love. The bottom guys are okay. I mean, I understand why you took Lazard, so I don't, you know, I'm not going to take it against that. I'm not sure I would have took Paris Campbell. I think there's probably somebody on the board there I would rather have. But overall, your tight end room is great. I love that you got Chig. You know, I love him. Dawson Knox, you got after ADP. And honestly, Kincaid has not solidified himself whatsoever. I mean, we haven't even went through camp yet. So
right.
you might be getting the starting tight end for the Buffalo Bills at pick 185. That's absolutely fantastic.
Don't mind at all. Thank you, Dalton.
All right, I will go through my team here. Deshaun Watson, C.J. Stroud, running back, Jonathan Taylor, Travis Etienne, Damian Pierce, Brian Robinson, Rashad Penny, wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, Kadarius Toney, Quentin Johnston, Michael Gallup, Marvin Mims, Isaiah Hodgins, Nathaniel Dell, Cedric Tillman, tight ends, David Njoku, and Dalton Schultz.
Yeah, I like it. 8.5.
Wide receiver room is a little scary after the top two, really. There's a lot of question marks there. But guys that have some good upside, a couple rookies. So, yeah, I'm fine with it. I think the running back room will keep me afloat if anything happens with the wide receivers here. But, yeah, some good stacking here.
No, I think, you know, you're going to have three running backs starting probably. Mm-hmm. But that leads you a wide range of outcomes for your other three receivers. So I feel pretty good about it.
Right.
Oh, God. You can do Ramrods. I've already given my grade, really. I'll give him a 6.5.
Ooh, 6.5, man. That's one of the lowest we've given. I think that is the lowest we've given out, I think.
His quarterbacks are good, but you can only start one of them. Like, I don't like it.
So he double tapped Lamar Jackson, Justin Fields in what was that round? Was that 3 and 4, I think? So he has Lamar Jackson, Justin Fields, who are on the same bye. He filled in with Jared Goff, which I'm assuming why he took Jared Goff. Honestly, I would like this team better if he didn't take Goff and just kept Fields and Jackson and rolled with no quarterback week 13. That's an unpopular opinion, I'm sure, but it doesn't really matter. You know, if you make it in, you make it in. Week 13 has nothing, you know, no relevance if you're in the playoffs. So I would think that he should not have taken Goff here. But regardless, he did. Running backs, Austin Ekeler, Alvin Kamara, Samaje Perine, Tyler Algier, Deontay Foreman, Kenneth Gainwell. Not bad. Is there any stacks there? Yeah, Foreman with Fields.
Goff and Laporta.
Yeah, he has those. I didn't get down there yet. Thanks for jumping ahead. Wide receivers. Amonra St. Brown, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Jordan Addison, Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, Mecole Hardman, Marvin Mims. Don't love the wide receiver room here. I am a big fan of the Sun God, but outside of that, You know, JSN, all these rookies are unproven. They are good. So I do think he will have some sort of nice, you know, wide receiver core at some point in the year. Tight ends, Cole Kmet and Sam Laporta, both a little bit of question marks in my eyes, but not terrible. I give this a straight 7.
I expect better out of Gindy. I do. Fan of the show, friend of the show.
Not,
I get
not
it. You want to be different, but this is, I don't think this is the different you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
The Alvin Kamara at RB as your RB2, a little too risky. Tight ends, way too risky. Overexposure to quarterback, too risky.
All right.
We are a risk adverse show, sir.
Okay, let's go over Dilly Dilly here real quick. Quarterbacks, Joe Burrow, Bryce Young, and Trey Lance. Running backs, Joe Mixon, DeAndre Swift, Damian Harris, Chuba Hubbard, Gus Edwards, Cordero, Patterson. Just looking at the quarterbacks and running backs here, he did stack the Carolina. Yeah, he has Hubbard and Young and Burrow and Mixon. Wide receivers, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, obviously the double stack there with Burrow. I'm not sure how much I love doing that. You really pigeonhole yourself into making them have to be really good for that to pay off. I know a lot of people do it. I prefer to only have one of them, actually. Then he went Mike Williams, OBJ, Tyler Boyd, Rashee Rice, and Adam Thielen. You know, it's all right. He just is relying solely pretty much on Cincinnati. Tight ends, Dallas Goedert, shout out. He's an Eagles fan. And Hayden Hurst. So, not bad. I'd probably give it a 7.5. It's not the greatest one. Wide receivers are a little interesting. But overall, it's not bad.
Yeah, the only thing I didn't like was reaching at Burrow. That's it. I'll give a little bump on yours. I'll go 7.75.
Okay, not bad.
Oh, man. Right here. Less mileage than last time. Less mileage.
It was a sweaty one. I put this underdog t-shirt to work here. It luckily it's black. You guys can't see how hard I'm sweating from my chest. A lot of chest hair up in here, by the way.
Oh, well done.
Well done.
I mean, if you just want to break out the meat market, I mean, you know.
Oh, of course. Of course. Oh, here we got somebody. Yep. Good job with the sweat. BFFL. Seeing him in the streets. You can check out his stream as well on YouTube. Appreciate everyone hanging in here with us. We got anything else coming up this? Do we have a draft Saturday?
Not this Saturday. No. We'll be back in a week.
Okay. So next Thursday, back at it. You will catch us, at least me, though. I don't know about Justin, but me. But you can catch me in the cardio streets here over the next week. Going to be pounding out some drafts. So, post the results. See how everyone thinks.
Yeah, come follow us on Twitter at SGPN Fantasy. Be sure to smash the like button on YouTube. Give us a download on Spotify and Apple. Appreciate any positive reviews. Right now, 5-star reviews get you entered into a Lamar Jackson jersey giveaway. That giveaway finishes out on the 31st of this month, so be sure to go get in your reviews and then DM us a screenshot of your 5-star review at SGPN Fantasy on Twitter. Again, that jersey giveaway is going to be the 31st of the month. Everybody take care, be well, be good, and if can't be good, be good at it. We'll see you.